KSRN News, I'm John Scott. President Biden and Republican Donald Trump are poised to have the biggest day of the primary campaign, move them to the brink of winning their party's presidential nominations and setting up a historic rematch. Super Tuesday elections being held in 16 states and one territory. SRN News will provide special reports throughout the evening and live wall-to-wall election coverage. An analysis begins at 5 p.m. Eastern at SalemNewsChannel.com. Meanwhile, Washington correspondent Haya Pajwani has the results of last night's GOP caucus in North Dakota.
Former President Donald Trump won the North Dakota Republican presidential caucuses on Monday. The win adds to a string of victories heading into Super Tuesday. Trump finished first in voting at 12 caucus sites ahead of U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley. The win puts him back on the winning track after Haley won her first primary in the District of Columbia on Sunday. North Dakota's rules say that candidates can win delegates if they finish with at least 20% of the vote. But a candidate who receives at least 60% of the vote receives all of the state's 29 delegates. On Tuesday, 15 states are set to vote in their own primaries. Haya Pajwani, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, there's disappointing news from Cairo. Egyptian officials say 3 days of negotiations with Hamas over a ceasefire in Gaza and the release of Israeli hostages have ended without a breakthrough. In remarks alongside Qatar's prime minister, Secretary of State Antony Blinken says Israel needs to step up on getting aid to Gaza.
The situation for children, for women, for men who are caught in this crossfire Hamas is making inside of Gaza is unacceptable and unsustainable. Israel has to maximize every possible means, every possible method of getting assistance to people who need it.
This is SRN News. Evangelist Franklin Graham has been preaching along America's southern border.
Graham is in the midst of a 10-day tour, sharing the gospel and offering hope. According to churchleaders.com, Graham told an audience in Eagle Pass, Texas last week that he wanted to set aside politics. However, later that same day, the evangelist posted a picture of himself shaking hands with former President Donald Trump with the message, "Look who I ran into at the border today." The social media post on X received both favorable and negative comments. Bill Alexander, SRN News.
The first over-the-counter birth control pill will be available in U.S. stores later this month. The medication called Opill is being shipped to major retailers and pharmacies. A one-month supply will cost about $20. Last summer, the FDA said the once-a-day pill could be sold without a prescription, despite some concerns by FDA scientists about the company's results. This is SRN News. A single-engine plane crashed near a highway in Nashville, Tennessee, just a few miles short of the airport. It had tried to reach for an emergency landing, killing five people aboard. Kendra Loney with the Nashville Fire Department says crews responded to the accident just off Interstate 40.
They were able to extinguish that fire and also preserve the evidence from that scene so that the appropriate agencies can come and investigate what led to this deadly crash.
Loney spoke to WTVF. Miami Beach rethinking its relationship with spring break. The city has warned visitors to expect curfews, bag searches at the beach, early beach closures, DUI checkpoints, and arrests for drug possession and violence. But business owners are concerned that they'll be losing money in the process. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.